A new hashtag that's been trending on Twitter is This is Our Lane. It's been used by doctors around the country to respond to an NRA tweet criticizing a paper by the American College of Physicians that talks about gun violence as a public health issue. As NPR's Laurel Wamsley reports, doctors are speaking up about the public health crisis they see close up.
The NRA's tweet came just hours before the shooting in Thousand Oaks, California last week. It said, quote, "Someone should tell self-important anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane." It linked to an NRA article criticizing a new paper from the American College of Physicians, in which the doctors' group outlined its public health approach to reducing deaths and injuries from firearms. The tweet hit a nerve for doctors, especially those who see the victims of gun violence every week. One of those was Dr. Judy Melinek, a forensic pathologist in San Francisco.
I was incensed. I was on my way into work. I was about to do another gunshot wound autopsy that morning. I had done one earlier that week.
She responded quickly with her own tweet, which said, minus a curse word for emphasis,
"This isn't just my lane. This is my highway."
She's angry at the NRA for blocking attempts to research the causes of gun violence, research that she says could be used to prevent the deaths that she must investigate, sometimes at a crime scene, as family members of the dead watch her work. And she says, doctors didn't pick this fight.
The NRA did. They're the ones who backed the Dickey Amendment that limits funding for gun research. And they're the ones who tried to pass legislation in Florida that, thank God, was overturned, restricting doctors' ability to speak to their patients about gun safety. And that's wrong. They're overstepping their bounds into medicine.
NPR reached out to the NRA for comment for this story, but did not hear back. Cedric Dark is an emergency physician who works with the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, and he's a gun owner himself.
I own a 40 caliber handgun. I also own a 12-gauge shotgun, so I know a little bit about guns.
He says there are physicians who are NRA members who believe the NRA has gone too far.
We're not anti-gun. We're anti-bullet hole. We don't want our patients to have holes in them from guns, and there's ways that we can do that.
Among those things, Dark says, are background checks on every gun purchase and requiring a permit to purchase a gun, similar to getting a driver's license.
And then making sure that people that commit interpersonal violence or domestic violence don't have access to weapons, because guns in that situation increase the risk of domestic violence escalating to murder by about 5 times.
Another policy some doctors want to see is a ban on assault weapons. Ronnie Dixit-Schuchert, a trauma surgeon in Pittsburgh, is one of them. She and her colleagues have been treating some of the people who were shot at the Tree of Life Synagogue a couple weeks ago. She says that while mass shootings get a lot of attention, doctors see the everyday gun violence in America.
My group of trauma surgeons are made up of both Democrats and Republicans. It's beyond politics. This is a public health crisis. And we want to do whatever it takes to save lives.
What she doesn't understand, she says, is why anyone would want to get in the way of that. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News.